Have you ever felt like your business is running you instead of the other way around? I get it. When I first started out, I thought doing everything myself was the only way to ensure things were done right. But here's the truth. Trying to do it all isn't just exhausting. It's a guaranteed way to keep your business stuck. In today's episode, I'm sharing how I finally cracked the code on delegation, the mistakes I made along the way, and how freeing up my time transformed my business. Plus, I'll give you a sneak peek into my Delegate Like a Pro toolkit so you can start reclaiming your time as well. Let's dive in. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Hello, hello. Welcome back, small business owners. I'm so thankful you've taken a little time out of your week to join me for this episode. So today, I want to break a few myths. I want to share a little bit of my learnings along the way, and I want to encourage you to step out of your comfort zone and try new things as well. All right, first, let's talk about this myth of doing it all. I don't know about you, but when I started my business, I felt like I had to be in control of everything. Yeah, everything. Whether it was creating the content, handling the admin work, or managing clients, you name it, I did it. I thought and believed that no one could do it as well as I could. And sometimes even worse, I think I just thought it was faster if I did it myself. I'd tell myself stories like I was saving money by not outsourcing. But what I was really doing was piling more and more on my plate until it was impossible to keep up. Let's be honest. We wear that busyness like a badge of honor sometimes. It feels productive, but really, it's just a big old trap. The more I tried to do it all, the less time I had for the work that actually drives growth. Big picture strategy, building relationships and collaborations, and developing new offers. I felt like I was stuck in the weeds, always scrambling, but never really getting ahead. And I reached a point where I realized that if I kept going like this, I'd either burn out or my business would hit a ceiling. So I talk to business owners all the time who are in the exact same boat. They think they're saving time or money by doing everything themselves, but in reality, it's holding them back. There's something that I like to call the bottleneck effect, when everything has to go through you. And it slows everything down. I had a client once who was constantly buried in admin work. She was great at closing sales and delivering results, but she was stuck in her inbox for far too long each and every day. She wasn't focused on growing her business because she was too busy just keeping it going. And when she finally started delegating things like email management, customer service, and even some client onboarding, she got back hours each and every week. And those hours then went into higher level activities strategy, content creation, nurturing leads. And the result was her business grew faster because of it. And that's the hidden cost of not delegating, really. It's those missed opportunities, right? Slower growth, and of course, burnout. We think we can't afford to outsource, but the real question is, can you afford not to? The cost of staying stuck is way higher. But delegation isn't just about handing off tasks and hoping and praying for the best. That's one of the biggest mistakes I see people make. We tend to delegate too late. We dump tasks without any real guidance. Or on the other side, we try and micromanage everything. And listen, I say these three because I've been guilty of all of them. The right way to delegate is about setting up systems so tasks get done correctly without you hovering over them. I started using process documents, just simple SOPs that outlined exactly how a task should be done. And this made a world of difference. Instead of getting bombarded with questions, my team now had a reference that they could follow on their own. And so another big hurdle that comes to delegating is what to delegate first. And that's going to be different for each and every business, but we do have a framework that we can use. So I like to use the $10 versus $100 versus $1,000 versus $10,000 method. And basically what this means is that if a task is low value, $10 or $100, admin work, scheduling, repetitive marketing tasks, these are not growth level tasks, but they are certainly tasks that need to get done and usually on a regular cadence. Those are tasks that we want to eliminate if they're not making a difference, automate if we can, and delegate to a human if we can. So we're getting those things off our plate so that we can spend our time on those $1,000 and $10,000 tasks. Those tasks are growth level tasks, tasks that require our unique expertise that help us grow the business even more. Things like creating new offers, building relationships, setting the vision. You can't outsource those. You can't delegate those. That has to be on your plate. But if you're doing all of the maintenance level tasks and that's filling up your time, where's the time for those higher growth level tasks? And that's a trap so many of us get stuck in. Now, when we're talking about delegating, it doesn't mean you need to hire a full-time employee right out the gate. Start small, right? Hire an assistant, a contractor, a freelancer for a few hours a week. This is a great first step for you to see what it's like to have someone underneath you working with you on your team and to hand off some of those tasks and how you then use your time effectively. So the Delegate Like a Pro toolkit can help you walk through what to offload, how to delegate effectively, and what are some of the common pitfalls that you want to avoid. So I'll put the link in the show notes and you can certainly check that out and grab that if you're at a stage where I think I'd like to delegate, but I don't even know where to start. All right, I want to move now into talking about this big old elephant in the room, which is the fears that come up around delegation. And I get it. I know that the yeah, but objections still creep up. These objections are completely normal, especially if you're someone who has always done everything yourself and it feels like you're in control of every aspect of your business. So I want to dive into some of these objections and explore why they might be holding you back from truly benefiting from delegation. So this one I hear all the time, and you may have even said it yourself. Yeah, but I can't afford to hire anyone right now. Again, this is probably one of the most common objections I hear. The thought of paying someone, whether it's a full-time employee or a freelancer, can feel overwhelming, especially when you're running a small business and every dollar counts. But here's what I want you to understand. Not delegating can actually be costing you more in the long run. If you're spending your time on tasks that are below your pay grade, you're missing out on revenue-generating activities. Think of it this way. If you could free up even just a few hours, 2 hours, 3 hours, 5 hours each week, what could you accomplish with that time? Could you create a new offer, nurture your current clients in a better way, or put more time into your marketing? You see, delegation isn't just about spending more money. It's about creating more time for the activities that actually drive your business forward. So if you've been saying to yourself, I can't afford it right now, I want you to look clearly at what's behind that. All right, the next objection. Yeah, but no one will do it as well as I can. This is classic, and I totally get it because I told myself this as well. When you're passionate about your business, which so many of you are, it's hard to imagine anyone else doing things at the same level of quality. But the reality is, no one's going to do everything exactly the way you would. And that is A-okay. No one's going to do something exactly the way you would, and it's okay. The key here is creating systems, clear instructions, and offering feedback so that your team can meet your expectations. I remember working with a client here who had the same fear. She didn't want to delegate the customer service side of her business because she thought it wouldn't be handled with the same care that she gave it. But after we created a simple process, we created an FAQ document with some of the very common questions that she got asked and handed that to the assistant, she was able to offload that work. And here's the result. Clients still received excellent service, and she, as the business owner, had the bandwidth to focus on growing her business. So sometimes letting go of control allows your team to actually bring in fresh ideas and fresh perspectives. Remember, the goal here is not perfection. It's consistency and results. All right, another objection we hear all the time. Yeah, but it'll take too long to train someone. And I hear you, right? When you have a brand new hire, you do have to put in some work for onboarding and training. And it can feel like it's easier to just do those things yourself than to take the time to train someone else. But the reality is, training someone up front is an investment in your future. If you spend a few hours now setting up clear instructions, maybe a video tutorial or simple processes, you'll have that person working independently and efficiently in much less time. Right? It's like building a strong foundation for your house. You might put in some extra time at the beginning, but once that foundation is laid, everything else becomes much easier. I remember working with a client who was reluctant to train an assistant, but after a couple of training sessions, they easily saw how they could offload their admin tasks completely. The time they spent training actually saved them dozens of hours in the long run, right? Let's say you put in 5 extra hours this week to train your assistant on something. That's 5 hours you are now gaining every week going forward. So it's short-term pain for long-term gain. Okay, how about this one? Yeah, but I'm worried it'll be a huge waste if they don't work out. And this is a legitimate and valid concern, right? What if I invest time and money into someone and it doesn't work out? And that could be the case. Not all hires are a great fit. That is true. There's a little bit of art and science to hiring. But here's the thing. It's not a waste of time if you're learning along the way from the process of hiring. Every hiring decision, whether it works out or not, teaches you something valuable. And remember, you don't have to go all in with a full-time employee. Start small. Test the waters by hiring someone for just a few hours a week, giving them some specific tasks. This way, you lower the risk and you can easily scale or adjust as needed. The important thing is to start building your team, even if it's in small steps. I think you will quickly find that delegating is, an iterative process. Over time, you'll develop a sense of who works well for your business and who doesn't. And in the meantime, while you're learning that, you're freeing yourself up from tasks that don't require your expertise. And lastly, this is again another fear I hear. Yeah, but I still feel like I'm going to lose control of my business. And I know this one really hits home for a lot of us entrepreneurs. And we've been there, right? Feeling like we're the only ones who can truly make decisions for the business. But delegation, it's not about losing control. It's about giving yourself more space to focus on the right things. So by handing off tasks, you're creating a business that's less dependent on you and more capable of running smoothly without you being involved in every single detail. I remember I had a client who was very worried about giving up this control. And once they hired a project manager to handle the day-to-day tasks, they were able to step back from the grind. They still had final say over important decisions, but the operational work was no longer their responsibility. The business was more efficient, and the client had more time to focus on long-term strategy. So it's a win-win all the way around. But hopefully by addressing these yeah but scenarios, you can begin to shift your mindset from fear to confidence. Delegation isn't about giving up control. It's about making your business more effective, more scalable, and more sustainable. And the more you overcome these objections, the more you'll realize how empowering it is to hand over the reins and focus on what truly matters for your business growth. The key is making delegation a habit, right? It's not a one-time fix. So I'm going to challenge you. Every week, I want you to ask yourself, what's one thing I can take off my plate? Create a system for how you delegate with clear expectations, deadlines, and feedback. Free yourself from the day-to-day grind so that you can focus on what actually drives your business forward. Because the truth is, delegation isn't just about saving time. It's about building a business that doesn't rely on you for every little thing. Because you can't be in the weeds and be the CEO at the same time. And when you first start delegating, it's natural to think about the immediate benefits, right? Things like saving a few hours each week. But the real magic happens in the long-term return on investment of delegation. So let me break this down a little bit so you know what I'm talking about. One of the biggest advantages of delegation is that it allows you to grow and scale faster. When you're juggling all the tasks yourself, you eventually hit a ceiling. There's only so much you can do in a day. But by handing off the tasks that don't require your specific expertise, you can focus on growth-oriented work. And this means you'll have more time for things like marketing, sales, strategy development, and expanding your offers. So when I work with clients on this, we start delegating the administrative tasks, emailing, scheduling, basic customer support. And suddenly, they have hours back each week. That extra time gives them the space to connect with potential offers or potential clients, to develop better systems, etc. These are the activities that directly contribute to growth and have the business owner no longer stuck in the weeds. This return on investment here is really simple. The more you delegate, the more you can focus on scaling your business, which leads to faster growth. Simple as that, my friends. The other benefit is that delegation doesn't just benefit you as a business owner. It also benefits your clients. So when you free yourself up from busy work, you can give more attention to the areas that directly impact your clients, whether it's having more time to connect with them, whether it's improving your service delivery, or being more proactive in anticipating their needs. Delegation can elevate the overall client experience. So take, for example, a client I worked with who was constantly stressed out about keeping up with emails, with bookings, and with client inquiries. They weren't able to give their clients the attention they deserved. But once they started delegating those admin tasks, they were able to focus on those high-touch client interactions. So not only did their clients notice the difference, but their business grew because their clients felt valued and heard and had a better experience overall. And then, of course, there's the whole issue of burnout, right? One of the most common things that come up with business owners. But one of the most significant long-term gains from delegating is that it helps you avoid burnout. When you're running a business on your own, it's so easy to get overwhelmed. You feel like you're always quote-unquote on, right? Handling every task, and eventually that will catch up with you. I remember hitting a point where I felt like I couldn't keep up. Everything seemed urgent, and I was running in circles. But once I started delegating, I noticed a huge shift in my energy and my mindset. I no longer felt like I had to be everything to everyone. I could focus on the parts of my business that I love doing, and I could trust others to handle the rest. This allowed me to be more present in my work and in my life, and helped me avoid burnout that so many of us face. Delegation isn't a tool just for productivity. It's a powerful way to preserve your well-being and create a sustainable business. By offloading tasks, you're not just getting time back, you're also creating a structure that prevents the overwhelm that leads to burnout. When you start delegating, the immediate return on investment is time. But as we've talked about, the long-term ROI is so much bigger. As you free up more of your time, you're able to focus on the strategic, high-impact tasks that actually drive business growth. You're building a business that runs more efficiently and creates more value for your clients, which in turn leads to increased revenue and a more enjoyable journey. So if you're still listening to me and you're on the fence about delegating, I want you to think about that long-term return you'll get. It's not just about saving those few hours here and there, my friends. It's about building a business that can thrive without you. And if you're ready to start delegating but aren't sure where to start, I'd love for you to grab the Delegate Like a Pro toolkit. I'll drop the link in the show notes. It's a step-by-step guide to help you offload the right tasks, to help you delegate effectively, and to avoid common mistakes. You deserve a business that works for you, not the other way around. All right, thanks for listening and hanging out with me today. If this episode got you thinking, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Shoot me a message or tag me on social media and let me know what your plan is to delegate first. Until next time, work less, profit more, and focus on what truly matters. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.